5-1 win for Merrimack over the University of New Hampshire. They pick up another 3 points in Hockey East play. Parker Lalonde with us had two goals in the first period, another one in the third period for the hat trick. You know, you guys just seem to get better every night, it seems.
Yeah, I think we're learning lessons along the way, which is important. I think the big lesson for us was to come out hot, and obviously they scored first, but we didn't sit back. We didn't let that discourage us. We came right back at them, and we learned how to play with a lead for the whole night, and I think we're just going to use those lessons to keep building.
Yeah, the first period, it seemed like, I thought there were a number of keys here, certainly, but even though you give up the first goal, quite a while after that before they were able to get another shot, or certainly another good shot, you know, so you guys, it kind of felt like you were building to that point where you guys were finally able to get on the board and tie the game.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that. I think for us, we started out coming hot on the forecheck, and we were turning pucks over and getting opportunities, and then they score, and then we didn't let that change us. We kept on the forecheck, we kept turning pucks over, and I think that it felt like it was bound to happen for us to get a couple. And when we're playing like that, we were playing fast and physical and getting a lot of pucks back, so it was good for us.
They seem like UNH, I mean, they're known for it. They work hard to get the puck in on the forecheck. They're working hard to get after it and everything, but you guys were real quick and seemed to get that puck and start the breakout. What was the key to that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that go into a breakout, but I think the biggest thing was our D were making good first touches every time they went back on it. I think that they were doing good to get to the puck before they did and being able to make a play to someone and then roll off a check, and then obviously that just allows us to build speed underneath, and they were keeping it simple, which allowed us to read off of them. So a lot of credit goes to our D, and then obviously getting pucks off the walls into the middle of the ice is important, but just trying to get to the puck before the forecheck can get on top of you.
Three goals for you guys in 50 seconds back in that first period. You had two of them. Tell us what happened on both of those plays. You had the first one and the third one.
Yeah, first one was a neutral zone transition that Hoskins had the puck in the middle, and I was a little bit late joining the play. I wasn't expecting to get it, and he made an unbelievable play, like one of the best passes I've ever seen. Landed it backhand sauce right on my tape, and I just kind of tried to let it go as quick as I could. So all the credit on that goal goes to him, and then the shorthanded one just saw him make the same play a little bit earlier with a drop to the D. Figured I could try and jump it, and ended up getting a stick on it, and then just had the goalie and managed to freeze him and beat him to the back post. So two plays that I think were really good, and one wasn't me, but one I thought I did well.
Yeah, you mentioned that you guys, you know, unlike the last game or the last couple of games, you guys had the lead most of the night. What was it like, you know, I guess in some ways learning how to do that?
Yeah, I think it's important to learn how to play every kind of hockey game. So to play with the lead all night was important. I think we played a lot better in the first than we did in the second and third. But that's kind of how it goes sometimes when you have the lead like that. I think we're going to continue to learn that we need to play for the full 60. I don't think our effort wasn't there. I just think they obviously didn't play as well as they thought they could and push back. So you're going to expect that from a good team, and we're just going to learn to push back too.
All right, you got Quinnipiac coming in next Friday night, the team that actually knocked this team out of the NCAA tournament a couple years ago and then ended up winning the national championship. So that should be a pretty exciting game. You guys looking forward to that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we're obviously excited. We finally get a two-game weekend, so we're excited. Matthew Campbell obviously played for Quinnipiac, so that's a big game for him. And we're all excited to play a good opponent in our first out-of-conference game. So there's a lot going into this weekend. I think we're all excited to keep going.
All right, thanks, Parker. We appreciate it. We're the game with three goals. Best of luck next weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much.